Chicago is known for a couple of things. Its weather, being a great sports town, one of the best summer cities in the world, and for its food. Whether it be beefs, dogs, or pizza, everyone has their favorite spot. Al's or Johnny's Beef, Superdog or the Wiener Circle, or maybe it's Pequod's over Giordano's. Let's figure this thing out. Okay. It's time for
Food Fight!
Here's John Landecker and Dan Levy.
Almost jumped the gun. 10 minutes after 8 o'clock, John Landecker along with him, Dan Levy. Dan Levy, how are you along with John Landecker?
I am here for the ride, my good sir.
And I bow down to you now. I concede. It is a total wipeout. I don't have a submarine sandwich to stand on. I never should have
taken maybe a footlong.
I don't even... I'll tell you, it is a total catastrophe. It is a wipeout, and I should have known it. But my lack of sub-knowledge did not... I don't have any. That's the problem.
I did not
realize where Subway was at today, and it ain't good. So here's the deal. The quote-unquote food fight is about Jersey Mike's and Subway. Now, before we get to all the massacre of this particular food fight, allow me to inform you of some extremely unique facts about the beginning of both of these companies, okay?
Please do.
All right.
And like we do with everything else, even though there's clearly, I mean, every now and then we get one that's a clear wipeout. I can make the argument for either one.
Well, I don't know.
So I will step around the arguing podium. I'll at least give you why Subway is good.
There was some vicious, vicious comments. Okay? Vicious. Anyway, so in 19, wait a minute, where do I want to go first? Let's do Subway. Started more than 50 years ago. So here's what happened. This is going to sound so strange. Dr. Peter Buck, who was a nuclear physicist, gave a college freshman, Dr. Peter Budge gave a college freshman, Peter Buck, $1,000 and said, let's open a submarine sandwich shop to help pay for the college tuition. Okay, I found that to be sort of unique. That's all I know about it. I don't know what a nuclear physicist
is. That is actually interesting.
I don't know what a nuclear physicist is doing with it. So anyway, over at Jersey Mike's in 1956, it gets started. It's a mom and pop. Mike comes over like when he's 14, works there for a few years, and later in 1975, he heard that the owners were discussing the sale of the business, and he approached his football coach for a $150,000 loan.
Whoa.
Yes, to help him set up the shop, which the football coach gave him the money. So on one hand, you've got a nuclear physicist, and on the other hand, you got a football coach coughing up, what did the nuclear physicist only cost up a grand? The football coach came through with $150,000. Well, I guess it paid off for both of them eventually.
I think that worked out pretty well.
Yeah, yeah.
As long as they had some kind of ironclad deal.
So as we all know, let's see, where do we go with this?
I'll say this, because this food fights are usually, we go back and forth of what it is that we like.
Yeah.
And Jersey Mike's, I will say, is the superior item, but...
It is a sub above, I believe.
I will say this, though. Subway is the OG. It's the original...
Yes, it is. Yeah.
It's the original place that even taught us how to even do this. It is what the predecessor to what Chipotle is. It's the predecessor to what Panda Express is. Nobody ever knew what all that was, that you can actually order something on a menu and then drag it through a garden and add all the toppings to it. And I remember going there for dinner with my parents, like when it first opened up and they had the actual New York Subway wallpapers and they even cut it on the top. It was even featured in the movie Coneheads. It was the original really good place that you were like, hey, let's go to Subway for dinner.
You know,
that worked.
I wish I knew that because I could have gotten the clip from Coneheads that had Subway in it because, well.
Oh, it's got Chris Farley. That's a great. I mean, maybe we could do that in the commercial break. We can go snag that one, but that is a.
That'd be great.
That's a great scene where she slams it and Chris Farley like falls in love with her because she slams the Subway so fast.
Because I have.
Oh, my God, you're beautiful.
I have another example that's somewhat similar yet completely different of where Jersey Mike's appears on camera. Somewhere where you least expect it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I think Subway was also the first sponsor of Happy Gilmore when he started doing well the tour in the movie. And Subway still finds its way to be like socially relevant. They're doing like the footlong Doritos, the footlong cookies. They're still doing things where they are still like relevant to the food market.
Yeah.
Even though Jersey Mike's is good, Subway is always a good choice. If you're in a place where you don't really know, like one of those small towns, you're like, I'm not sure what's around here, and you see a Subway, you're like, all right, I can at least do a Subway. That's right.
Well, you know, Subway also pitched themselves as being more health conscious.
Right.
Than like, well, that, you're not saying much. I'm more health conscious than McDonald's. Duh. How difficult was that?
I know. The minute McDonald's got rid of the side salad and anything grilled, I was like, oh, we're just going all in, aren't we?
All right, we're coming back. Got good stuff. Don't go away. 720 WGN.
Food Fight!
Let's get you back to Food Fight. Here's John and Dan.
Here we are. Yes, again, John, and Dan Levy in the Food Fight tonight between... It's a submarine thing. is what's happening here.
We all live in a yellow submarine? Tell me that's the song.
No, it's not.
That would have been missed opportunity, sir.
You're correct, but I decided to go a completely different direction, I might add. So it's a Subway versus Jersey Mike's.
The food fight is set for Jersey Mike's versus Subway.
Okay, so we're going to go to Subway first. And this is a scandal.
Ooh.
Do you remember a gentleman named Jared?
Oh, my God, yes. I didn't know we were going to go there. This is amazing.
Here we go. Come on, let me see if it... Come on, play. Come on, play, you stupid thing.
Here is Jared Fogle. You may have seen him on the news or a talk show. He was inspired by Subway's great-tasting sandwiches.
Yeah. He, like, allegedly lost, like, 235 pounds.
That was the only thing positive they could spin with that guy.
And, you know, everything was fine until... He was allegedly convicted of child pornography and a whole bunch of stuff and went to prison. But other than that, it was great.
Ozzy, you're really helping the Subway case for this
one. You know, if they're down, beat them while they're down. That's
keep
what
on,
I said.
Keep
That's
on
right.
kicking. Come on. Keep on Gone. Kicking.
All right. So, Jersey Mike's, J-Lo, had a song called "De Niro." And in the song "De Niro," the part of the song, she is holding a Jersey Mike's sub in her right hand. I mean, it couldn't be more. I mean, she's walking around and it's elegant. You know, it's a J-Lo video. It's crazy. It's got DJ Khaled or whatever his name is, whose entire career is entire career is based on going, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Not bad. Not bad at all. I like that.
Or something like that.
That's not bad at all.
He says another one.
What?
Another one. That's what he says.
Another one. Another one.
Well, if you see the size of that guy, he wants another of every sandwich we've been talking about. One.
But what is he? Doesn't he always just say something like, come on, John. What is it? Like, I don't know. Let me hear you.
Let's go or something.
Let's go or, you know, something. I don't know. Is that what he does? I mean, that's his gig? Anyway.
He makes a pretty good living out of it. You're right. You're right. But let's just put this thing in a certain way.
But
what is the best sandwich to you? If I were to give you a Jersey Mike sandwich.
Let me play you this.
Oh, play. Yeah, play.
Even though you can't tell there's a Jersey Mike's in it, here's the clip from J-Lo's De Niro.
Go.
Oop. Hold on. A little knob adjustment again to correct things.
There you go.
I just want the green, want the money, want the cash.
It's
I felt the Jersey Mike's there.
I didn't say you could understand it. I just said that's part of it.
All right. And, so let me ask you this one, and Jack can answer too. What is the ultimate sandwich for you? If you were going to build your sandwich, and I'll give you Subway or Jersey Mike's, what is the ultimate sandwich you can make? What is the greatest sandwich you can make on your own?
But it has to be a Jersey Mike's or a...
No, it can be a Jersey Mike's, it can be a Subway. What's the best sub sandwich? What for you is an ideal sub sandwich?
Well, you know, I love the meatball from Subway.
You know, there's other names.
Subway meatball is good. You're right.
There's things called hoagies, heroes, poor boys, grinders.
It's all the same thing, though, isn't it?
What about pot bellies?
What region you're in?
What is pot bellies?
Potbelly is also a sub sandwich, but it's all toasted sandwiches. It's like it's a regional Quiznos.
They have like pizza sandwiches.
I mean, I've been through a few pot bellies. I thought they were really good.
They are good.
Yeah.
So, Bill, if you were to build your ultimate sandwich, what are you putting on that thing?
Okay,
are you a cold cut? Are you a ham guy?
I'm putting on cheese. I'm putting on, do I really get to go crazy?
You get to have at him. This is
I'm putting on prosciutto ham.
Ooh.
Okay? A lot of it.
Okay.
And then I'm putting on... what's an Italian cheese that could go on that?
A provolone?
Yes, there you go. I'm putting provolone on top of that.
I like John's cooking.
And then some really good Italian bread. They make great Italian bread.
If you go to any Italian deli in the area, there are some really good breads out there.
And then I got to figure out and tomatoes. Tomatoes?
Ooh.
Yeah, okay. And I think we're there because no onions, No salad dressing. I'm not into that.
What about mayo? There are some people, a good buddy of mine is obsessed with mayo.
Yeah, I'm not. Although I have really nothing against it.
Gotcha.
But I think I would probably, maybe just a little bit, maybe just a tiny little bit to,
give
it a texture sort of thing when you bite into it.
Gotcha.
But that would just about do it, I think, for me. What about you?
You know what? It's interesting. I've actually been on a recent hunt for the greatest sandwich in Chicago, and I've been trying to find all kinds of different places, but I really think it comes down to, it's got to be an even of ham, turkey, and if it can have any kind of pepperoni, any kind of capicola. I like a good red onion. I do like mayo. I don't like it doused in mayo.
Yeah.
But I like a little mustard, a little light on the vinegar and kinds of stuff. The classic kind of sub-taste.
I could have done a little spicy mustard. I could have put that in there.
You could. You could always do a spicy mustard. That's those good. Are always good touches. But think I think it's the number 9, the Club Supreme. Wow, and they do it the Mike's way with the spicy relish. And that is pretty near perfect if you're going to go a place like either Subway or Jersey Mike's.
Hey, by the way, what was the score here today?
75% Jersey Mike's.
That's not that bad. We've done worse.
I know, but I could tell just from the comments. How dare you? Why don't you get something
Yeah, I saw
done?
Some comments this on Facebook. Sucks. They're like, is this even a debate?
Come on. That's why it's called a sub above, you idiot.
Hey, you know what? At least they're talking about the food fight. I'm happy with all the comments.
We can make it
as lopsided as we want. As long as they're paying attention. I'm good.
I'm good. What are we doing next week?
We got
a bunch of options, Jack.
Bunch of ideas we're cooking up. Gene and Jude's versus Superdog. We have.
That's a good one.
Do Right Donuts versus Stan's Donuts.
I don't know those, though.
You don't know
there's
the Do Right
There's
Donut.
One right by the station. I think a Stan's right by the station.
Yeah. There's both of them. Yeah, there's a Do Right's not too far either.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing. I was doing a road trip, and we pulled off to this gas station, large convenience store that was right near the Ishnala. What is Ishnala?
Ishnala. Supper Club?
Supper Club, and I went over there, and they got a statue of John Williams, but that's another story. In this...
was it made out of cheese?
Was in this gas station food shop, they had their own donuts.
Ooh.
And oh my God, they were... I hadn't had a donut in a long time. Oh, so good.
What kind of donut did you do?
I don't know. I don't know the name of it. It was just like, you know...
There, and you ate it.
Chocolate glazed. I wasn't going to bother with who made it. Just give me it.
No. I was just wondering, like, what kind did you do? Because if you get a place, for me, I'm trying the Boston cream. If you got a Boston cream, I'm trying.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I measure donut places by either the old fashioned or the Boston cream, but it's always going to be
Long John's.
Long John's are delicious.
Oh, man, I love those.
Those are good, too.
Yeah.
Those are good.
And
the glaze from Krispy Kreme is like top tier. That's the greatest donut of all time.
It's well said.
Okay. Now, I know Krispy Kreme, so let's do Krispy Kreme against somebody.
We could do Dunkin' Donuts.
There we go.
I can get to that. Because Krispy Kreme, they don't have that much variety as far as what the glaze is concerned, do they?
They have a decent rotation now. There's one in Evergreen that I've been going to. Every now and then. I don't go there very often. There's actually one right near downtown underneath the Pedway. Right. There's a Krispy Kreme over there, too.
Isn't it just called Dunkin' now? Dunkin' Donuts?
Yes, it is.
A rebrand?
It might be. Dunkin'. America runs on Dunkin'. I still call it Dunkin'. There's still two D's in there.
Yeah.
Hey, what about the podcast?
I do have a podcast. It's called Barguments, where we argue about nonsense just like this, except it gets even more crazier. You can watch it on YouTube, and you can also download it anywhere that you get your podcast. It's called Barguments. I'm the host. Enjoy it. Let me know what you think.
What are you arguing about?
I actually bargained with a guy who is an ex-radio guy, and we had the actual argument of the Mount Rushmore of the greatest radio personalities of all time.
Oh, Jesus.
That's right. The four greatest of all time.
Oh, come on. You can't. Okay.
You're definitely on there.
I'm not getting into that discussion.
Well, if John Williams has a statue, we got to redo this entire Mount Rushmore. I didn't realize there was concrete to this guy.
We got some work to do, Dan.
There's a cheese statue of Dan Levy. We're working on it.
All right. Well, I'm sorry, but it's over. Too bad. Shoot. This
next
can go
week,
on for quite a while.
Next week, there's always a run.
All right. We'll see you next week. And it's,
later, guys.
Krispy Kreme and Dunkin'. Thank you.